Hey, this is Pastor Eric. Let me address two items before jumping into this week's psalm. First, happy Mother's Day to all the moms. I hope you have a blessed weekend in spite of this year's circumstances. Second, if you haven't already, be sure to read the church reopening update posted on our website. To access the update from the website, on the homepage, click the Read Latest News button. Once you're on the news page, click on the Church Reopening Update link. If you're not currently on the website, you can type oakhillbf.org/news directly into your web browser to access the news page. Now let's look at this weekend's Song of Ascents, Psalm 126. I'll start by reading the entire psalm from the English Standard Version. Psalm 126, a Song of Ascents. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them." The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negeb. Those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. He who goes out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. This psalm is linked with last weekend's psalm, Psalm 125, by a reference to Zion in the first verse. As I mentioned last weekend, Zion became another name for the city of Jerusalem. Over time, the term Zion also came to be used for the land of Judah and the people of Israel as a whole. For example, Lamentations 4:2 and Zechariah 9:13 refer to Israel as the sons of Zion. Psalm 126 uses Zion in this sense of national Israel. One of the challenges of interpreting the Psalms is that we often don't know who wrote the Psalm or what circumstances the writer was experiencing. Such is the case in Psalm 126. As a result, scholars debate its original context and meaning. Without getting into all the details, my opinion is that the psalmist writes this psalm at a time when Israel was experiencing a drought and resulting famine. A major support for this hypothesis is the imagery of streams, sowing, reaping, seed and sheaves used in verses 4 through 6. The possible drought and famine being experienced could simply be a natural disaster. Palestine was prone to drought and famine. In the book of Genesis, all three patriarchs of Israel, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, experienced a time of major famine. The Israelites end up in Egypt because Jacob's sons seek out food there due to famine, and they find there that Joseph, their brother, has been put in charge. The famine during Joseph's time was described as severe over all the earth in Genesis 41, verse 57. On the other hand, if the psalmist's context is drought and famine, it may have been the result of the Lord's judgment against his people for their unfaithfulness to him. God's covenantal blessing on Israel was tied to the land. Psalm 132 describes it this way. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling place. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provisions. I will satisfy her poor with bread. Israel's covenantal responsibility to the Lord's blessing was obedience to him. As Israel obeyed the Lord, and the Lord blessed Israel, the surrounding nations would see this and worship the God of Israel. But there were also covenantal consequences for Israel disobeying the Lord. Leviticus 26 lays out these consequences of Israel not listening to the Lord and not following his commands. One result is in verse 20 of Leviticus 26. And your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield its increase, and the trees of the land shall not yield their fruit. In this case, if Israel disobeyed, they would toil in the land but not see the yielding of their fruit and their harvests. Psalm 126 can be divided into two symmetrical halves. The first half consists of praise of appreciation for the Lord's past restoration of Zion in verses 1 through 3. Verses 1 through 3 recall a time when the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion. The psalmist looking back to what the Lord had done. And the verses record the result of the Lord's restoration. Verse 1, when the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Today we would say things were so good, it was like I was dreaming. Don't wake me up. The psalmist has a vivid memory of the Lord coming through. Verse 2 describes waking up after delightful dreams. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with shouts of joy. We can imagine a grand party where food is plentiful and everyone's having a great time. This is the kind of party we long for when the coronavirus and its effects have been largely diffused, and we can gather again. Even the surrounding nations are impressed by the Lord's restoration of his people. Then they said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them." Here we have the nations seeing Israel's blessing from the Lord and giving glory to God. In verse 3, God's people repeat and emphasize the Lord's great restoration, his great work. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. Here we have two principles. First, we see that gladness, joy, laughter are the fruit of God's blessing. God's people are joyful people because of what he has done for them. Second, and more important, the restoration of God's people is the Lord's doing. We praise him because he has done great things for us. Israel's blessing was not about her prominence, but instead it was about God's glory. In verses 1 through 3, the psalmist recalls a time when the Lord restored the fortunes of his people. But in the present circumstances, this is not the case for the psalmist. Verse 4 reveals that Israel had lost their fortunes, and this leads the psalmist to pray to the Lord in the second half of the psalm, a prayer of anticipation for the Lord's future restoration of Zion in verses 4 through 6. The psalmist prays for another restoration and time of renewal from the Lord. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negev. The Negev was a very dry desert region in southern Israel. The word Negev means dry or parched. But following sudden torrential rain, streams would develop in the Negev, causing grass and flowers to quickly spring up, and the Negev could blossom like a garden. Here the psalmist is praying for the Lord's quick, sudden, overnight restoration of his people. In the closing verses of the psalm, the psalmist's prayer is of a slower kind of restoration, following the more patient pattern of a farmer sowing seed and reaping a harvest in its time. Verse 5 reads, "Those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy." Present circumstances might cause sorrow, but there will be shouts of joy when the Lord restores. Shouts of joy is repeated from verse 2, the implication being that since the Lord has restored in the past, he will also restore in the future. Here we can picture a farmer planting seeds in a dry and barren field, with only his tears watering the ground, but shouting with joy when the rains come and a plentiful harvest comes to fruition. Verse 6 builds on this imagery. He who goes out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. Here the farmer goes out weeping while carrying the bag of seeds to the field. But when the harvest appears, the farmer returns home rejoicing, not carrying the seeds, but this time the sheaves, the bundles of his labor. Both sudden and gradual restoration are blessings from the Lord. We can picture the writer of the psalm walking in a dry valley, perhaps the valley of the shadow of death, described in Psalm 23. But as he walks through this valley, he looks back and appreciates the Lord's past restoration of his people. The psalmist's present faith and future hope are grounded in the Lord's deliverance and faithfulness to his people in the past. He can keep walking as he anticipates the Lord's future restoration of him and his people. Whether it's a quick, sudden restoration or a slower, gradual one. Today, I think we can easily identify with the psalm. Our COVID-19 circumstances make it feel like we are walking in a dry valley. So let's find the faith and hope in the Lord that the psalmist has. Let's look back and appreciate the Lord's restoration in our lives. As we celebrate moms this weekend, let's appreciate the gift they are from the Lord. Think of other ways the Lord has restored you in the past. If you're a follower of Jesus, remember God's gift of salvation through faith in him. The Lord has done great things for us. Excuse me. As we walk in the valley, let's pray for the Lord's restoration with anticipation. Let's pray for a quick, sudden diffusing of this virus that results in the Lord getting the glory. If restoration is slower and more gradual, let's pray for God's guidance and wisdom through the process. Finally, as we wait for the Lord to answer our prayers, let's maintain our faith and stay faithful to the task he has given us. The Lord calls us to plant the good seeds of the gospel. The Apostle Paul incorporates the theme of sowing and reaping in Galatians 6. Verse 8 reads, "For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap, if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." Paul understood the reality of slow, gradual gospel work, like the patient work of a farmer. How are we, or how can we, do good to everyone, especially those in the faith? How can we love our family, neighbors, and others during this time in the valley? Perhaps someone we know needs to hear the hope of the gospel. Sometimes response to the gospel happens quickly and suddenly, like streams in the Negev. Other times, gospel response is the slow, patient work of the farmer, planting, nurturing, watering, until one day the harvest appears. Friends, as we walk through the dry valley, may we appreciate the great things the Lord has done for us in the past. May we maintain our faith and be faithful to the mission in the present as we pray and anticipate the Lord's restoration in the future, whether it be sudden or gradual. Until we meet again, or Jesus returns, the Lord be with you. Amen.